Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org.
A Peter Pan solution to the mortgage crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. To rescue or not to rescue? That's one of the debates on Capitol Hill this week. The Senate could vote on a bill that would let bankruptcy judges reset the terms of mortgages to stave off foreclosure. Democratic sponsors say this would save 600,000 homes. Marketplace's D.C. Bureau Chief John Dimsdale says the banking industry is lobbying hard against the bill.
This is exactly the wrong answer to the mortgage crisis.
That's Ed Yingling, the president of the American Bankers Association. He says allowing bankruptcy judges to reduce mortgage payments for struggling homeowners means the courts will be cutting the value of the homes they're living in.
And that means that anybody who owns a home is seeing the value of their home as collateral for a loan go down.
But supporters like Eric Stein with the Center for Responsible Lending say court-imposed property values will still be better than the alternative, which is homeowners walking away from their loans.
If a lender has to sell a house in foreclosure, they sell it at auction, or what's called liquidation value, where they get much less than that. And so everybody's property values fall. So it hurts the lender, it hurts the neighbors, it hurts the municipality, it hurts the country.
But the White House says the bill will do more harm by driving up risk to banks and therefore mortgage prices for everyone. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
On Wall Street Monday, markets rallied on the news that the nation's two largest bond insurers will hold on to their top credit ratings. The Dow rose 189 points to 12,570. The Nasdaq closed up 24 to 2327, and the S&P closed up 19 to 1371. This week, the Brazilian government began cracking down on illegal logging. Deforestation of the Amazon rainforest is on the rise. 2,700 square miles razed in Brazil over just the last 5 months, twice the rate from last year. From the Americas desk, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch says the battles between the government and economic interests.
Brazil's federal government launched Operation Arc of Fire in northern Brazil. 300 troops, inspectors, and federal police will descend on Amazonian towns like Tailândia to arrest illegal loggers. Tailândia's estimated 140 sawmills are expected to fight back. Last week, 2,000 people mobbed federal environmental agents and kicked them out of town. Claudio Moretti's director of conservation at World Wildlife Fund Brazil. He says townspeople rely on the sawmills for work, but they don't realize by cutting down their forest, they're killing the golden goose.
The problem is that the people are making money immediately, but after 5 years, local people come back to poverty and the logging companies go to some other place.
Moretti hopes to train the locals in sustainable logging that supports the local economy without ravaging the rainforest. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Here's a number that might give you a headache. In less than a decade, healthcare will account for one of every $5 the nation spends. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are projecting healthcare spending will nearly double by 2017. That adds up to more than $4 trillion a year, 20% of the nation's GDP. If you watch TV, chances are you've seen this commercial from pharmaceutical giant Pfizer for the cholesterol-lowering drug Lipitor.
Just because I'm a doctor doesn't mean I don't worry about my cholesterol.
Inventor of the Jarvik artificial heart, Dr. Robert Jarvik.
That may be the last time you hear the ad. Critics say the problem is Jarvik's not licensed to practice medicine, so Pfizer is pulling the ads.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. By Siemens, from generators that power cities to light bulbs for homes, from factory automation to medical diagnostics, Siemens' 70,000 U.S. employees providing solutions for America. And by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
All aboard, investors. A blockbuster IPO today out of China. A state-owned railroad builder is hoping to raise $5 billion. Marketplace's Scott Tong says China desperately needs more tracks.
Chinese trains are working on the railroad harder than any other trains in the world. They carry a quarter of the world's rail traffic on just 6% of the tracks. Every winter, 10% of the world's most populous country heads home by train over the Chinese New Year holiday. William McCahill is with a consulting firm, J.L. McGregor.
The railways moved 130 million people in the space of 2.5 weeks. That's something like the population of Brazil, and it was a slow year.
But there aren't nearly enough tracks. McCahill says in the case of cargo, the system meets just 30% of demand.
It's probably the single most serious set of choke points to economic growth.
So China plans to build on a scale the world has never seen before, from 45,000 miles of track today to 60,000. The investment plan is $16 billion a year, and today's IPO of the China Railway Construction Company will raise about a third of that. Industry analyst Chu Hai.
Railroad funds in the past came from the central government, but that's not enough. They also need money from private banks and the capital markets.
For foreign investors, the new lines mean access to new markets. Consultant Kent Kettle says it's kind of like the interstate highway coming to town. It puts even smaller towns on the commercial map. His example?
Fargo, North Dakota, right on Highway 94 there. There's, you know, kind of a running joke about things being out in Fargo. It means they're way the heck out there and who really wants to go there. But it's on the highway.
The rail company was once run by the People's Liberation Army. But Kettle wonders if the government, which is now in charge, can coordinate the sprawling new network.
China is like a 7'2" teenager playing basketball. He's got the size to dunk it. Every now and then pulls off a move like you wouldn't believe. But more often than not, kind of tripping over his feet sometimes and not really all that coordinated.
Kettle thinks China will get there. And when it does, the economy may chug along even faster than it does today. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy the day.
American Public Media.